Damaris, have you, you've had sex to Megan, I would imagine.
No, was, I don't have sex to music. I've not, okay. I don't have sex to music. I'm not.
She likes to hear the moan.
Breathing. You like heavy breathing routine?
Yeah.
What do you do?
You're talking
talk
that talk.
Me through it.
Talk me through it.
Yeah. Damaris is so disgusting.
You never talked a girl through a nut?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. But Damaris shouldn't be talking to me.
Sometimes you gotta use that tender voice.
Imagine Damaris coaching talking to the nigga through a nut. Go ahead, baby. It's good, right? Right?
No, Warrior, no.
Ratchet, bitches wanting for she's not Philippe. That's the type that put me in my mood. She know that I'm up, but she come cool for me. She know how to put me in my groove. I know it's a lot that you can learn from me. It's just one thing that you gotta prove. If you gotta walk with you to ride for me, I might need an extra foot or two.
21.
Just welcome. Make it clap.
Hey, so
make it clap.
A new episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
Giving real late night radio vibes for the intro.
Yeah, I'm trying to set the tone, man. You know, some people are just waking up. Some
giving me
just getting out the door on their way to work.
Yeah. Casey Kasem before he turned 80.
What?
Look at the names that your brain just like throws at you.
You guys weren't Casey Kasem fans?
I would like to see your year and wrap up of all the people you thought about. Like, who's your most thought about?
Sick.
Who's your most thought about person of 2022?
We do need to get in. I like the music wrap up shit, but there are other apps that I would like to see everyone's wrap up for.
Like what?
Pornhub.
Pornhub.
No.
I would like to see Cash App. I would like to see Uber and not what you spent, the locations you went to the most.
Oh.
Ooh, damn.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
All of ours.
Here. That's easy.
You're in the top 2% of Rory's house.
Absolutely.
I want to see everyone's like easy pass wrap up.
I want to see everybody's total showers of the year wrap up.
Yikes.
Look at this B. Simone PTSD.
I would just like to know. A lot of y'all ain't washing your ass. That's a whole nother conversation. But welcome to a new episode of the new Rory Maul podcast.
Yeah.
I am Maul.
I'm Rory.
And we are back with a new, improved version of ourselves. Yes.
Is that true?
No, it's absolutely a lie. Everything we say on this podcast is a lie, Rory.
That is true.
We've been lying to the people for years, and they're paying us to do it. So thank you.
Entertainment is way more fun when people lie.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's nothing entertaining about the truth.
Nah, the truth is like, okay, we get it, but lie to me.
Unless you're on Alex Jones.
Yes. No, we're going to get to that. I promise you. We are back. We would like to remind you that all of the remaining merch from our season one drop is now 25% off on our new RoryNMall.com website.
Yeah.
Once it's gone, it's gone. So go get it.
Yo, if there wasn't all this expensive equipment in front of Eden, I would fucking throw this directly at his face.
I hate his culture. I hate
sick. I hate his culture. Holy shit.
Damn. My culture?
We are in.
Kanye said that we can love everyone, okay?
We can love everyone. We are in New York City at Sony Hall tonight.
Yes.
We are in Seattle next Friday at the Neptune Theater, December 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in LA at the Regent Theater Wednesday, December 14th.
Yeah. This is our liberal run.
Yes, this is our
all the liberal cities.
Yeah. And
until
we are wrapping up this year, 2022, our year in wrap up is December 18th in Boston at the Wilbur.
Get your khakis.
Get Boston's your khakis fake and liberal.
Get your dunkies. It's liberal on like the first layer of clothes. The top jacket is liberal. And then once you open it, it's just a Confederate flag. Yeah. You're like, wait, aren't we in the North?
Yeah.
So everybody's been doing this year in wrap-up thing. Thank you to all of the supporters and listeners of the new Rory Maul podcast.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for everybody that downloaded episodes. Thank you for everybody that uploaded, downloaded, listened, streamed, whatever you did to support me and the Irish one and the rest of our beautiful team. We appreciate you. We thank you. 2022 has been a beautiful year, has been a adventurous year for us, and we're looking forward to 2023. Now...
No, keep talking. It's gonna play in the background.
Okay.
We have some stats that we can share from our personal Spotify rap from our podcast.
Oh, yeah?
We were the top 10 podcast for 60,724 people. We were a top 5 podcast for 51,000+ people. And we were the number 1 podcast for over 20,000 people. And we are in the top 1% of most followed podcasts. And
finally, Maul, we're in the top 1%.
And your podcast was in the top 1% of the most globally shared podcasts.
Oh, that's really cool, man.
Congrats, guys.
Jokes aside, that did kind of touch my heartstrings yesterday, seeing all the people that were posting that.
Yeah, that was love. Hey, Sirius, you hear that?
No, but they gotta download. These numbers don't mean anything.
Yeah, you got downloading.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they're not downloading.
These are pump take numbers.
These are like just fluff.
Yeah. This bullshit.
Yeah.
These
numbers. Check our ticket sales.
If you're not downloading,
oh, you mean the numbers that matter?
Yeah. If you're not downloading these episodes, it doesn't count. Yeah. It's kind of like the votes.
Yeah.
It's like the mail-in ballot.
It's like a hanging chad.
Yeah, exactly.
Hanging chad.
I never knew what that meant.
So be sure to download each and every episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast when you get a chance. Follow, like, subscribe.
Asking someone to download that much data onto their phone. Never mind. Forget it.
So everybody has been posting their year-end wrap-up numbers. Yes, download each and every episode.
Everyone.
Everyone has been posting their Spotify, Apple, whatever year-end wrap-up numbers.
Did Tidal do one?
I'm not sure if they did.
Okay. Well, I use Tidal, so that's why.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure if they did. I'm sure you can find out, though. I'm sure you can go through the app. And
it's all 444. It's just
exactly.
No matter what you listen
no matter
to,
it comes, who, it's Jay. Yeah.
Comes back as Everything Is Love.
I thought it would be fun if everybody went through their phone and named their top five most listened to artists. We know who Damaris isn't, who her number one was.
Oh, what's her number one?
I was.
You know Damaris over there listening to Little Kim on repeat.
Oh, yeah.
Very funny. true, but very funny.
Are we starting with songs or artists?
Let's start with artists. Damaris, start with artists. You got yours?
Well, I
got
to start.
Because you know, woman first.
Who do you think was my favorite artist this year?
Do it through the phone, not from your opinion. Look at the data.
Your favorite artist?
Look at the data.
To the group chat.
Oh, did you? I didn't see that.
Yes. Who do you think it is?
I would think, I'm going to go with Drake like everyone else in the world.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Top one? Yeah, Damaris, what's your
Meg Thee Stallion, okay.
Oh, it's Meg.
Meg was your number one?
Mm-hmm. Megan Thee Stallion. I listened to Megan like a lot.
Out of 610 artists played, these are your top five. Damaris has Megan Thee Stallion at number one. Beyonce at number two.
Okay.
Drake at number three.
Okay.
Jasmine Sullivan at number four. Kehlani at number five.
I like your top five.
That makes sense.
That's a well-rounded top five.
The women control the airwaves in Damaris' home.
Yes.
Julian, did you send yours?
Out of
259 albums played, the top five Damaris, Trump.
Wait, let's do artists first.
Oh, you just want to do artists. I'm sorry. Hey, guys, listen, just tell me to shut the fuck up. It's no problem.
Hey, Maul.
I'll shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to get better at that.
I promise.
I see your comments. I'm trying to shut up. I'm doing my best, guys.
I'll shut the fuck up. Yeah.
It's really difficult.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd love to hear myself talk.
Julian, who are your top five artists?
My top five are Drake, The Weeknd, Mac Miller, Kanye.
Oh my god.
And Terrace Martin.
You're really a drug addict.
Yeah. That's like full drug addict.
Who was your number one artist?
Drake.
Cool.
Kanye. I mean, sorry, Drake, The Weeknd, Mac Miller.
The Weeknd at number two is sick.
Well, that Don FM album's great.
When you do as many chews as he does.
He has to come down somehow.
All right, Terrace in the five. I feel like that's a good balance. But then my six and seven, I don't want to go down the whole thing, but Adele and Amber Mark are the next two. So I get those songs in there.
Well, we love Adele and we love Amber Mark.
Yeah.
I can't find my top five. Okay. Are these my top five artists right
here? Well, I'll go. I don't think this accurately represents me, but it's fine. It's data.
Yeah.
It represents you the best way possible.
Best way possible.
Number one, Drake.
Oh my God.
Shocker.
For all the Drake
Jesus
haters
Christ.
That think I hate Drake. I listen to him the most.
Two's Jack Harlow.
Three Jack Harlow.
Jack got hosed. They didn't count enough his numbers. Maybe enough people didn't download his.
Yeah, it had to be downloaded.
Yeah, you didn't download it. You just streamed it.
I have Kendrick at number two.
Yeah.
That's I really like that Kendrick album.
Wow, that's dope.
Good for you.
That did shock me though. I don't know if I'm allowed to say number three.
These are your top five artists.
Yeah, okay. Artists. Kanye at number three.
Okay.
Frank at number four.
Ooh. Okay.
Jay at number five. Coming in at number six.
How do you have six? I don't care.
Mr. Ho himself, Party Next Door.
Oh, wow.
I was doing some fucking this year.
Wow. You thought The Weeknd was bad. PND is worse.
Oh, no, listen. Six and seven, I was doing a lot. Party at six, Brent at seven. Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Wasteland.
Rory at number eight.
Ew.
You fucking ego. Ew. You fucking ego.
Loser.
That's why the numbers are doing so good.
You're at home streaming yourself. It's kind of like masturbating all day. Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen my captions every time I post about my music. I don't have a streaming farm.
Yeah, no,
so
no,
I need
it.
To do it here.
This is a streaming farm. Yeah, this is a streaming house. I get it.
Saba at number 9.
Nice.
And I have Beyonce at number 10.
Oh, there you go.
You're not invited to another Rock Nation rock brunch in your life.
Beyonce at number 10 is bad?
That's terrible. Come on, you got to up the numbers. Beyonce's not even in my top 10.
He's not in mine. Marvin.
I'm on the show saying that I don't really listen to Beyonce, though.
Yeah.
I recognize her talent, and she's amazing, but I don't.
Yeah, but shit on her a little bit.
No, I just don't bang Beyonce like that.
Shit on her a little bit.
Do we need to hear Eden's Bad Bunny?
Oh, go ahead, Eden. Daddy I'll Yankee. I'm sorry.
Daddy Yankee.
I have Bad Bunny, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West. And I don't know what the fuck Daniels is. I don't know what the hell. Something's screwed up on my Spotify.
Yeah, better. Yeah, it's your Spotify, right?
Yeah. No,
yeah, it's computer data.
Yeah, I get it.
But yeah,
a glitch.
Bad Bunny's number one. Drake. It only gives me 5.
Okay, so I'm gonna read my 10. Yeah. Number 1, Drake.
Uh-huh.
Number 2, Sabrina Claudio.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah. You really meant that "Call Me Nigger" line, huh?
Whoa.
I love Sabrina. Wow. Her album was crazy. Number 3, Lucky Day.
Say that closer to the microphone next time.
All right. So you've had some women in the house then.
No, I'm an R&B thug. You know that about me. Yeah, okay. I listen to a lot of R&B. I don't really listen to rap like that. Well, I'm at Lucky Day number 3. Number 4, Brent.
Oh, you had the hoes in the crib.
Yeah. No, just listen to R&B. Number 5, Ombre.
Definitely had the hoes.
Definitely had the hoes there.
Number 6.
That go both ways.
Number 6, Pink Sweats.
Okay. Because of my record.
No, yes, because of your record, Rory. Number 7, Jack Marzilla. I listened to a lot of Jack Marzilla this year.
Curveball.
Number 8, Summer Walker.
Okay.
Chalker.
Number 9, Sid.
I like it.
It's a great album.
And number 10, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I like your top 10.
Yeah.
So far, I like everyone's top 10 more than mine. Should we move on to what? Songs? Or what's the... No, albums. That's probably better.
Top played albums?
Yeah, let's go to top played albums. I'll start. Top number 1 album, Call Me Nigger, Based on a Feeling, Sabrina Claudio.
Oh my God.
Is my number 1 played album.
I think the album is just called Based on My Feeling. I don't think... Oh. What you said before, that's in the title.
Okay, my bad. Call Me Based on the Film of Sabrina Claudio.
That's the deluxe title?
Yeah.
That's the deluxe title?
Number 2, Lucky Day, Candy Drip.
That's a really sick deluxe title.
Candy Drip, number 2. Ombre 3000, number 3. Honestly, Never Mind, number 4. Wasteland, Brent Fires, number 5. Pink Sweats, Pink Moon, number 6. Over You, Jack Marzilla, number 7. Broken Hearts Club, Sid, number 8. Still Over It, Summer Walker, number 9, and Her Lost Drake and 21 Savage, number 10.
I want to know how they calculate this, though. Is it how many times you played a song off an album or
full album?
Like front to back.
Yeah.
Because that would make more sense with my list as far as like full albums.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick, Mr. Morale, number 1.
Nice.
Frank Ocean, Blonde at number 2.
Oh.
Saba, A Few Good Things at number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Brent, Wasteland at number 4. Freddie Gibbs, Soul Sold Separately at number 5. Drake and 21 at 6. Party Next Door 2 at 7. A Seat at the Table, number 8. Number 9, Anti. Number 10, Control.
Ooh, great. Liked it. Great ender there.
Because those last three are albums you play front to back. Yeah. There's no skips. And you know, Party Next Door 2 is when you're about to get in your bag and you don't want to change anything or you don't have a playlist ready.
Yes.
just type in Party Next Door.
Put the phone down.
And
there you go. Yeah.
You're good for 4 hours.
I'll go. My number 1 was Adele, 30.
Excuse me?
I love that album.
I'm not.
Nice. That album is incredible.
Clown me all you want. That's that's a soul album.
I listen to Adele in
Which
the bathroom.
Adele.
You know what it is? It's my go-to for flights. I'll put it on.
It's a good flight.
Fall asleep. Okay. I loop that on almost all of our flights.
Good strategy.
That's how I feel about Honestly, Nevermind.
Yeah.
It's a good flight album.
So Adele 1, Dawn FM, The Weeknd at 2.
Mm-hmm. You before be Vulcan in the seats? Never mind. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Before you go.
I'm cutting people off.
Before you go, Blast at 3.
Like it.
Her Loss at 4. Three Dimensions Deep, Amber Mark at 5. Marvin Gaye's I Want You at 6.
Nice.
Terrace Martin's Drones at 7. Ramona Park, Broke My Heart, Vince at 8.
Mm.
Love, Damini, Burna Boy at 9. And the Gangsta Grills, Dreamville mixtape at 10.
These are your most listened to albums.
Yeah. Data. Like but it's very accurate
really
representation
album.
Of what
really good
I
albums. I like
to.
That list.
All right.
Damaris, Traumazine.
I'll give you my first 5. Number 1 was Traumazine by Megan Thee Stallion. Highly, highly, highly underrated album.
She was getting her shit off.
She was getting her shit off. Mm. Number two would be Renaissance by Beyonce, which stays on repeat in my house. Number three would be Hotels, Motels, the Deluxe. Mm-hmm. If we were going off of when the original album came out, she would have been number one, but this was just the Deluxe.
Yeah.
Number four is Kiki by Kiana Lede, which came out a couple years ago.
Great
another
album.
Highly underrated album. One
that
of the most amazing pop and B albums I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
So shout out to my Aries twin. And then five is What I Didn't Tell You
Just
by
When We Were Agreeing.
Had me up till then.
Five is What I Didn't Tell You by Coco Jones, which actually came out at the beginning of this month, and it still made my wrap up because it's been on repeat in my fucking house.
Okay.
It's amazing.
I like Coco Jones.
I love her.
She's super talented.
She looked good as fuck too, but yeah, she is super talented. Beautiful.
Yeah, no, just objectify her. We're talking about music, but it's fine.
No, I said she's beautiful. I agree. She's a pretty girl.
I was talking about Damaris. Damaris was objectifying her.
Oh, she's my type.
I wasn't. I was just.
She's my type. She's worse.
No, I know you were talking about
she's
the music.
Hot. Yeah, yeah.
Damaris was you
talking,
know,
about,
talking about her tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. You guys.
Eden, that's all right.
Eden, Bad Bunny.
It's not that. Okay, all right.
Marijuana, baby.
Verano sin ti, Bad Bunny.
What's that Ricky Martin album?
Ricky, <don't>
Ricky Martin is crazy.
Mr. Morale, Big Steppers, Honestly Never Mind. What is it?
Door the
It's Almost Dry. And that's it.
I
can't believe
dry,
that Push
okay.
It album's not in my top 10.
I love
now
that
I think
album.
About it. I listen to that Push album a lot.
No, it's all good if you don't support Push.
Yeah, it's okay.
You didn't download. So you just
this stream. Does kind of expose how much you don't really support your favorite artist.
You gotta download. That's
yeah, you gotta download it.
You're not downloading.
I had to download
it. I'm not downloading.
Yeah.
You're not downloading. You just stream it. You don't support your artist.
I don't really care too much about going into songs. I just want to see if any of you have any of my songs in your top 10.
Fuck no.
I sent you. You were my number two.
Yeah, Loyon sent me his top 10. And I was like, Loyon, you don't listen to music. It says one play me.
What? Just listen to it.
Right before you logged into the app just to play that record.
There you go. See,
Loyon listens support. To like motivational podcasts. And
yeah,
like that. That's
he's
his,
not listening to music.
I Want You, But You'll Never Know is my number two most played song of the year.
Oh, thanks, man.
Oh, appreciate it.
He's part
that,
of the streaming
man.
Farm.
Yeah, he yeah. is.
There you go.
A lot of fucking in that record.
Yeah. Your brothers in farms.
Yuck.
Not arms. So yeah, that's our 2022 year end wrap up. Favorite artists, most downloaded, no, excuse me, most listened to, played songs and albums of, and artists of the year.
How do you think people's behavior would change if there was a body wrap up at the end of the year?
Oh man.
Oh man. Jesus.
Well, we wouldn't share it.
Yeah. It's,
no, but you were forced, you were like forced to share it.
No, but like, no, it was a hoeing farm.
Like literally it was required by the doctor and like it was public record
of all of the women and men that you slept with.
Yeah, or whatever your thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Animals.
Yeah, that would be...
We would move differently, don't you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We would find out a lot of things about these women that we know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would just be interesting to see, oh, so when you were sick, this is what you were doing.
Oh, no. If it gave dates and times, holy shit.
Oh, no. There'd
be a lot of murder.
Yeah. That's a lot of... That's a bit too much.
I mean, you're thinking about the women, which naturally, because I understand, you know, you're a straight male. Is it weird that I'd be curious what my friends were doing?
Not yeah, really.
That is weird.
No.
I might take a peek at Maul's file.
Peek at Maul's file.
Peek at my file.
Yuck. I might go to CityMD and see what Maul was doing in October.
I don't heard she care.
Oh my God. I would definitely want to know what some of the women that I'm cool with, like, because they be claiming they don't. Like, I'm sick of dudes. I know.
Damaris is right there. You don't have to talk about
it. No, they're not sick of dudes.
Damaris lets us know what she's doing. Like, we don't have to guess.
Yeah, we have Damaris'
like,
file.
Yeah, she'll just tell us, like,
my
you
file.
Know. Like, yeah, he came through. Like, yeah, you know.
Oh.
But that ain't my, that, but I'm single, though.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He drove 3 hours in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You were drunk.
Yeah. And just bring some soup.
And that thing was squirming.
Yeah. That thing was
squirming.
That fish was jumping off the plate.
Oh. Damaris was celibate all year.
Yeah. No, she has not. Oh. She told us.
Y'all in my business a lot in this podcast.
Damaris, you
anyway,
told us that.
Back
you
to told the topic us
that
at hand.
You brought that night to us. We didn't know what happened that
Way
night.
Your
you brought
file
it to us.
Right
you told
now.
Us about that night. And we said, okay, next time, I said, call me. Or anybody that's closer by if you need help.
Yeah.
Come to find out it wasn't help that you needed. He needed something else. So therefore you can't call me.
What you
understand? Yeah. What she do? Oh, you know what she did. You know what Damaris did. She went home and put on, what's the number one, Traumazine? She went home and played Traumazine.
It's a crazy album.
Yeah, you know she played that Traumazine. She threw that on with Maggie talking that shit.
She does have dick inconsistency on that album.
That is a fire track.
I'm not gonna lie. You know Meg on that album talking crazy, rode his face until he woke up.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Used the coochie as dental floss. You know, Megan, she talking crazy. You know how she do.
I've never fucked a Meg Thee Stallion. I might feel weird about it.
Ride that.
Mm-hmm. I don't
what?
Know.
What? Megan song?
Yo.
Ride that.
You know what's funny? It's not.
that's what's
so sick about it. That's he just said that. Yeah.
No, that's actually a song.
Ride that.
What's that song?
Damaris, you've had sex to Megan, I would imagine.
No, I don't have sex to music. I don't have sex to music. I'm not.
She likes to hear the
breathing. Like heavy breathing routine?
Yeah.
What do you do?
You're talking that talk.
Talk me through it.
Talk you through it. Damaris is so disgusted.
You never talked a girl through a nut?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. But Damaris shouldn't be talking to niggas.
Sometimes you gotta use that tender voice.
Imagine Damaris talking to a nigga through a nut. Go ahead, baby. It's good, right? Right? You know Damaris talking like an auntie. It's good, right, baby?
Rubbing his back.
Go ahead. I know. Don't hold it. Don't fight it. Damaris definitely tell niggas not to fight it.
Jesus.
She be like, baby, I feel you clenching your ass cheeks. Don't hold that nut. Let it go.
Oh my God.
Shh, it's okay.
Shushing him. Come here. Damaris told the nigga, come here. Lay on her chest. Come here. On her bosom.
Yeah, right in her bosom.
Right on her bosom. Come here. I know. It's good, right? It's warm. Like apple pie. I know.
Like apple pie.
I would love to hear Damaris talking a nigga through a nut.
Oh my God.
Because the way Damaris talked to me, I know back. That ain't how she talked to her nigga. I know she's a whole different person. Like, what? It's good, right? Yeah, I know. That's why I brought it to you.
That's why I brought it to you.
That's why I brought it.
Straight from the oven.
That's why I brought
what
it to you.
What were we talking about before this?
Can
we
Spotify see
our wrap up? Now we're talking about our body wrap ups, and if y'all been wrapping it up.
Well.
Look at Mr. Blue Chew himself. Mr. Chew himself.
That's right.
Chewbacca. Yeah. Go ahead, Chewbacca. Let us know about your year in wrap up and what the hell you've been doing over there.
What'd you rap?
You've been fucking at FM Dawn?
Oh, sorry. What?
What's the name of the weekend?
Dawn FM.
Dawn FM.
You got to be chewed up to fuck to that.
Absolutely.
To keep up with that.
Chewed
that
up
BPM.
And, you got to be chewed up and blued up. You got to be blowed out your mind to listen to fucking The Weeknd as
blowed
much.
Blowed out your mind.
As much as Julius listened to The Weeknd, great album.
Yeah,
it is.
Great music. But you got to be on a whole different strategy.
You just put yourself in a lot of different scenarios.
Yeah, absolutely. Those sounds and those fucking frequencies, those ain't
144 plays.
It's a lot
God
of plays.
God damn.
Yeah, you definitely was blued up and chewed up at least 60 of those plays.
For sure.
The other two are just accidents, just like replay, just keeps rotating, you sleep.
Oh, when you're off the chew.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be all right. Repeat.
So, yeah, we had a great 2022 as far as our algorithms are concerned.
I guess so.
Speaking of people that had a great 2022, I love the fact that Nas and 21 Savage released a song after all of the, you know, the back and forth of 21 Savage saying Nas was irrelevant or he didn't feel like Nas was relevant right now at the moment. Received a lot of backlash from the internet about that. But I do love how Nas and 21 came together, did a song, and kind of just, you know, without getting caught up into what everybody does nowadays on the internet, back and forth of words. When somebody feels like they're disrespected, you know, it turns into something else. Nas, being who he is, obviously an elder statesman, one of the legendary acts that we have in our culture, classy guy, decides to do a song with 21 Savage, kind of addressing, you know, just the energy in hip hop and the energy amongst the culture and black men and how we're always so combative and, you know, instead of arguing and fighting and going against each other, let's come together, make a record.
Yeah.
Kind of bridge the gap between the new generation and the legendary generation of Nas. And made a song, One Mic, One Gun.
Because who really wants to hear like a Nas 21 Savage battle?
Yeah, no, we don't want
to
hear
I'd like
that.
To hear a record from the two of them.
Love to hear a record. Hit-Boy produced it.
Finally, something from Clubhouse. Positive.
For positive, real. Man. I love how this record was created. I love how it came about. I love what birthed it. And I think it's just, you know, it's just a classy way to say, listen, we can have our disagreements. We can, you know, say things that maybe most people don't, you know, feel is correct or right, but that doesn't mean that we can't work together.
Yeah, I think the thing that made this moment special was it was the one of those where the internet took a narrative, ran with it for as long as they could.
Yeah.
And instead of 21 just addressing it on the timeline, he could tell he just got in contact with Nas personally. And they're like, let's just do this in the studio.
Yeah.
And like, I'm deading this with a record.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Which should be the example for a lot of people instead of yelling at the Twitter sphere.
Yeah.
So that goes nowhere.
Again, it's just Nas being who he is, man. And, you know, being the example of, you know, the cool one of the younger cats feel like, you know, he says, I'm not relevant. And, you know, 21 Savage went on to post other things and talk about it and say he didn't mean no disrespect by it and things like that. It was kind of taken the wrong way, which is fine. Sometimes people say things and we hear it exactly the way they said it, and they may have meant it in a different way, which is, you know, it happens. People don't really do a great job at expressing what they mean sometimes. But the bottom line is that, you know, Nas was the elder statesman, was the bigger, you know, the more mature OG in the situation, and said, listen, we're going to spin this and go a whole nother route. We're not going to do the back and forth online dissing and all of this. I'm not getting into it with 21 Savage, even though that is the way people thought and anticipated things going at one point. So to get this One Mic, One Gun record, I thought it was amazing. I thought it was dope. I wouldn't want to hear it on King's Disease 3 or anything like that. No. But
Good Lucy.
You know, all is well. Letting everybody know, listen, we good. You know, the older generation, you know, reaching back and pulling up the younger generation. Beautiful. Class act. Classy move. And it's a good record.
Remember when MTV used to do, I think Sway used to host it. It was like the top 10 hottest MCs. And they would do that roundtable shit.
Mm-hmm.
If they did that now, where would 21 be on that list for the year of our Lord 2022?
Nah, 21 Savage would be high up there.
Number three? Two? He had a fucking year.
He had a great year. Great year. I mean, ended it with a phenomenal album with Drake. But even before that, his features, you know, the last few years, it feels like 21 has been kicking ass with these features. He had a great year. 2022 was a great year. Damn, it couldn't be 22 Savage. Fuck it.
You wouldn't be on that's that MC list after that.
No, one. I wouldn't. Yeah. It'd be nowhere near the top 10 on anybody's list.
Should we stay music or should we get into the fuck shit that's been going on? We can stay music.
Shout out to Metro Boomin, Heroes and Villains, available now.
His rollout has been great.
Great rollout. I'm happy to see Metro Boomin in better spirits as he lost his mom tragically earlier this year. So good to see him back in the spirit and the mood to work and release some of his art.
Hero and Villains is out now. I think his rollout has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I got Lakeith tearing through the city. I love a good creative rollout. Metro killed that, so I'm excited. Creative rollouts get me excited for the music, regardless.
Don Toliver's on there, Young Nudie, Chris Brown, The Weeknd,
ASAP, Gunna.
21 Savage on there like four times, I think.
21.
Travis Scott, Rocky, Gunna. Right. Yeah, man.
It's going to be good to hear from Thug and Gunna.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
It was a quiet week, I feel like, last week with the releases. And this week outside of Metro, is there anything else? Fourth quarter is weird. That fourth quarter used to be the thing. With like Christmas and buying albums, but I feel like that doesn't happen anymore.
Not as much as it used to. Yeah, I guess that's just a product of the whole streaming era.
Yeah.
And, you know, people just feeling like, you know, I'll drop when I want. I know we got the beautiful artwork for SZA's album.
Yeah, does that mean SZA's coming out tonight? We're recording this on Thursday?
I hope so.
Okay, then maybe we'll get SZA next Friday, but I would love to get SZA at midnight.
Yeah, she released the artwork, which looks like a long diving board in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And just her with a pair of Timbs and a hockey jersey. I thought the artwork was pretty.
Yeah,
it's pretty dope.
I mean, I don't really have too much predictions.
Her SNL is this week with Keke
SNL
Palmer.
This week.
All right, so then we're probably getting SZA at midnight.
Well, if you're listening to this, maybe we have SZA, maybe we don't.
What's the pressure? Control, I think,
no
is a
pressure.
Classic. It's been a lot of years.
Yeah, they keep calling her the new Lauryn Hill.
Okay, now that's pressure.
Like, I mean, like, not talent wise, but like one hit album wise, kind of.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah. And I just think it's a weird. She's about to put out another album.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't.
I mean, I consider Lauryn Hill Unplugged an album, but. Yeah, she's about to put out another album.
SZA is, she hasn't missed as far as I'm concerned. And if we have the album, when you're listening to this, we're probably listening to it just like you are. Either way, I think that SZA is one of those acts that we look forward to anytime she makes a peep at putting something out. Like, where we're going to click it, we're going to download it. You hear that, Sirius? And we're going to support SZA because she's dope and she's calculated and she pays attention to detail and everything is part of a story with her. Mm. So who created that, her flipping off the diving board?
That's the moving artwork.
Oh. Peach made
that? I'm joking. SOS. What are the acronyms going to be for it?
SOS?
Yeah.
SZA on steroids.
Okay. I see it. She played for the Astros?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
SZA on shrooms.
Okay. I like SZA on shrooms.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
SZA over SZA.
Mm.
Okay. I see where you're taking.
Very
this.
Underrated spot. Yeah. Very underrated.
Would you take SZA to Sizzler?
Absolutely.
Do you think she'd want to go?
I think she would.
What would you have at Sizzler? It's definitely a meaty place.
Yeah, I would probably just do like the salad.
Okay.
That's, you have no choice.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Just salad. Probably.
Two green
That's
beans.
It. You know what I mean? Just salad.
The cover art for this is inspired by a photo of Princess Diana, a shot of her taken sitting on the edge of the yacht just days before her death. So people are, you know, speculating that, you know, what the inspiration of the album might be and things like that. That's the shot.
Got you. Oh, that's dope. I didn't know that.
Oh.
Well, I'm excited for this. Yeah. This is one of those albums that once it comes out, we'll talk about it. I don't want to give too much predictions on it because I just love SZA that much, but.
Yeah, so look, I'm not saying that Kanye West is crazy. No, I'm just saying he's not making a good case for people saying that he's not crazy at this point. I don't think I've ever seen Alex Jones
bewildered and speechless.
Damn, yeah. You know,
kind of bullied on his own platform.
Like, you know the type of person you have to be to make Alex Jones look like the sane one at the table?
That's insane.
So Kanye West sat down with Alex Jones on InfoWars. Mm-hmm. And
not much info was given.
Heavy on the war.
Heavy on the war.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of war going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying Kanye West has just come out as a Nazi. You know, I don't know. This is Kanye feeding the algorithms. He's probably number one trending in the world right now. he made a statement.
How do we even cover this at this point?
I don't know.
This is happening in real time.
I keep telling y'all, we're living in a simulation. Nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing is out of bounds. Nothing is shocking. Everything is just kind of like, oh, knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's sitting down with Alex Jones on InfoWars.
Who is the kid that's just sitting at the table with
him? I have no idea who the other person on the panel is. Mm-hmm. I don't watch Alex Jones InfoWars. I'm only even talking about it because Kanye said that he feels like Hitler had good qualities and he did some good things.
Especially Hitler.
Especially Hitler. Especially he invented Hitler. The microphone. He invented highways.
Uh-huh.
So that makes him a great person that has great qualities, I guess. Kanye says he loves all people. We're all God's children. Even if some of us are, you know, serial killers and, you know, pedophiles and whatever the fuck else. He feels like there's still good qualities.
I just kind of loved how Alex Jones was scrambling to like kind of double down, but clean it up. Mm. Kanye was like, listen, man, everyone has good qualities. Hitler did this, did that. I want to talk to all the people. And then Alex Jones goes, that's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
It's like, Alex, no.
That's crazy. Alex Jones impression.
Jesus did that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And can a conspiracy theorist of that magnitude be a Jesus believer?
Probably.
That's what I'm saying. It's just
is Alex Jones a Christian?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But again, Kanye, you know, he's not making a good case for people to say that he's not crazy and he hasn't lost his mind and he doesn't need help. This isn't only adding fuel to that. You know, people are gonna have fun with this, chop this up, say that Kanye needs meds, he's, you know, completely lost his mind, he's a Nazi, he supports Hitler. This is just you know, another chapter in the unfolding book of Kanye West at this point. I don't know. Yeah.
It's one of those pop-up books that you can like see everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
He's 5 steps ahead of us, Maul. He's a genius. I wouldn't expect the rest of you to understand what he's doing right now.
We don't have the foresight as a yay.
You know, sneakers, Hitler. Like, come on.
Yeah, I get it.
Sneakers, Hitler.
Come on, do the science.
And didn't some Nazis create Adidas? Wasn't that?
Probably.
Something that I read. I don't know. I don't know what's true anymore. It's all a fucking simulation. I feel like they change the words in the books every day we go to read them.
Well, according to Twitter, which means it's fact, NASA was founded by the Nazis. The CIA was rebranded by the Nazis.
I don't know, man. Kanye, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know what you're doing. But listen, man, you know, I mean, I still listen to...
You got Maul's full support, man.
Yeah, I got your back, bro. Just don't tell nobody that I got your back.
No, the Apple data said that he's number 3 on my fucking list.
Yeah, he's number 4 on mine.
Holy shit.
He's in all of our top 5.
Y'all support him. He's not nowhere on my list.
We don't even know if that was Kanye. He had a mask on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know he's gonna run with that one for sure.
Yeah, what is going on in the world?
I don't know, man. It's a simulation. It's a fucking never-ending fucking saga.
It's an election year coming up.
Yeah.
So it makes
sense. Oh, man. 2023, y'all get ready. That's going to be a dandy.
Ooh, a doozy.
How is Alec Jones still on the air?
Is it because it is his own network?
Because people download his episodes.
Fam, there you go. That's funny.
So they keep giving him contract extension.
The IRS wants to seize my fucking mom's Mazda because I didn't pay $200. Wow. He owes like $1 billion. How does he have Wi-Fi?
Well, he has to pay him off, so he has to keep
making
money.
He has to get Ye on to get the clicks.
Yeah, they're going to pay him for that, and he's going to send some of that money to the victims of the Sandy Hook tragedy that he offended. Based off of this episode alone, it's probably going to cover that whole tab.
Well, Kanye needs some of the money, too.
Oh yeah. He's going to need more than that.
Two men that lost $1 billion in one day. No wonder they clicked up.
Same.
Yeah. Good luck to those gentlemen.
I don't know. The earth is flat.
Being on the Good Morning America and cheating in public is wild. That show averages 3 million viewers per day. You're asking to get caught is what someone tweeted. So now the gentleman from, this is, I feel like Damaris's wheelhouse, Good Morning America.
That's crazy.
That was just so misogynistic. Yes. TJ Holmes.
Wait, so Katie Couric is not on Good Morning America anymore?
She never, was she?
I don't know what show she was on.
She was on one of those morning shows.
Well, that was the one with Matt Lauer.
Yeah, Matt got too handsy.
Yeah.
Matt got handsy. We just never heard anything from him. Like,
they were very comfortable with getting him the fuck out of here. Like, he didn't get a chance to rebrand.
Nope.
Nothing.
It was one of those, like,
he didn't even fight it.
He's going close.
You know, that means he knew he was doing it. They're like, fuck, they caught me. But like,
they found a button in his office next to his desk that locked the door behind people.
Oh my God.
Like, how do you argue that? No, you move away. And you lose your job.
Yeah.
No, he's just a fan of a Bronxdale. Now you just can't leave.
Put her in the bathroom.
Put her in the bathroom.
Katie's bad luck. Put her in the bathroom.
Bathroom.
That's wrong. All right.
I'm glad they got his nasty ass out of here. Matt, he looked handsy.
Yeah, absolutely. TJ Holmes.
TJ Holmes and...
Is the host.
Amy Robach.
And TJ Holmes and Amy Robach.
He was consensually handsy, just not with his wife.
I would just like to say that ever since I said that my girlfriend cannot have male friends, the world has only proven why she thinks she can.
They're co-workers.
Oh, no, they're working. Yeah, yeah, they're co-workers.
That's his work wife.
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Overtime.
And now they're what?
So they're both married.
Oh, that stopped anything.
No, it's perfect. They both have something to lose.
They're both married. Apparently somebody hired a private investigator and the private investigator caught Mr. TJ Holmes and Ms.
Private
Amy.
Investigator. They were at the bar.
Yeah, they were outside. Yeah.
They could have just asked me.
Yeah.
This looks like they're on 44th.
Yeah. It's outside the studio.
They caught them in 4K doing everything. And I guess because they're co-workers.
Yeah, bro.
If you just see a picture of them or if you see them out.
He's grabbing her ass at Stop and Shop.
if you see them out regularly, you wouldn't bat an eye because you know that they're coworkers. But the PI went and caught pictures of them holding hands.
That could be anyone's
grabbing
hand.
Her non-existent.
Well, she has a thermos in one hand and he's holding another. She's probably cold.
Oh, she has old white lady hands. I'm not a big fan.
I walk past some of my female friends when they're like that and give them a little pat on the ass. Stay in the game. Good job. Yeah, it's like a little stay in the game. Yeah, a little good job.
Laugh, yeah, that's like, what Matt Lauer like that with some of my close girlfriends. Yeah, yeah. I don't see anything wrong there.
He's just probably that funny. Game.
Yeah, they probably just saw a meme of Kanye West laughing at it over a Stella.
Okay, well, we're asking the wrong questions. What if both of their marriages were in shambles and they confide into each other and finally felt seen?
There you go.
Finally felt wanted.
Or right. What if
maybe their wife and husband are the actual enemies here?
Exactly.
What if they're trying to bridge the gap between black and white relations in America?
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. Mm-hmm.
They both host Good Morning America.
Right.
Right. So now they're saying, hey,
there's
Good Morning
video
America.
Evidence. Mm.
We should all exist together and black and white love is okay.
There you go.
And it should be celebrated.
It's similar to what Alex Jones and Kanye West are doing together.
Exactly. Exactly.
Listen, I'm not a fan of trying to get people fired for cheating. I think if you're good at your job, you're good at your job. I don't give a fuck if you're cheating on your spouse. Now people might actually watch more Good Morning America because it's interesting. Like, I don't think that they should be fired.
No, and I they think shouldn't that this be fired.
Scandal is not.
Let love win.
They should just lean into their relationship.
Let love win.
They're
love
a good looking couple.
They are a good looking couple. He's a handsome man. She's a pretty woman.
These videos are impressive. This is like,
yeah, why not?
Documentary.
And I mean,
footage.
All right, if you think about it too, if you're in a relationship, schedules are very important, right? You guys kind of have to have a similar schedule.
Yeah,
it's rhythm. Hard to have free time. And
you have to have a rhythm, a balance.
These two have one of the weirdest schedules on the planet. They probably go to bed at fucking 8. They have to be up at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, on set at 4:35. Yeah.
So if you go just like by options and choice, it's like similar to prison. Yeah. Like sometimes you just end up fucking the person that's there because that's just what is available.
Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah. He really loves her.
Well, yeah. Well, they're not gonna like fuck the like.
He patted her ass
janitor.
Twice on the walk by, going to the door and coming back.
Bop, bop. Yeah, to double check if there was some ass there.
Check, yeah.
Yeah. Double tap.
Squats are working.
Just making sure.
Grabbed a long ass back.
Hey, private. Hey, who's the private investigator?
Shit.
Give that person an award.
Julian.
Yeah, like yeah.
He got that shit on the Julian.
Judging by Julian's work yesterday,
he got that shit on a drone. Like, how the fuck did he?
Oh, yesterday.
How's he getting his fucking camera angles? Like, what is he? This is a drone. Has to be a drone.
Why does this matter?
Nah, because a drone, you would hear it.
Well, it matters because everybody wants to know what everybody is doing. If you try to have any privacy, you are looked at as a weirdo in 2022. You looked at as being sneaky if you try to keep things private. Nothing is for yourself anymore. You have to share everything with the timeline or you're sneaky and you're moving funny and you're acting weird.
Well, I mean, they're both also cheating. So that's
well, we
why
don't
it's
know
private.
If they're cheating.
They're both married.
But what if
they're
separated? Stop and Shop and grab some masks. That's all.
That's
what if they're separated?
See, we don't even know that. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is that people are resurfacing the video of TJ Holmes reacting to Ime Udoku's scandal. And like giving his whole 2 cents on it, talking about sex in the workplace and all that. Like, and then this comes out. Right?
Well, you know what's a great clip is Matt Lauer interviewing Bill O'Reilly about being handsy in the office. He's like, how fucking dare you, Bill? It took 1 week and they got Matt.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the show with Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell about Good Morning America?
Oh, I never watched that.
It's a really good show and it's pretty much this. They were co-people.
Oh my God.
Co-anchors.
No, I didn't
co-lovers. It's actually a really good show. It's on one of the, what's like the Apple TV, but not Apple TV.
Hulu.
Apple TV.
Not Hulu?
No, it's like Apple something. I don't know. Don't
it's
mind.
Not Apple TV?
Isn't Apple TV called something else now?
No.
It's Apple TV Plus.
The plus.
Oh, it's plus. Oh, shit.
Literally yeah, that. I forgot the plus. I'm sure.
When you put it like that, it is
oh,
different.
Shit. Now you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
You just got to say plus, Lori. That's all.
Well, is Al Roker still around?
Yes.
Yes. Al Roker is, he's not on TV, though. I know he was sick. He was battling health issues.
Oh, I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Al. Al got through.
We grew up under Al Roker,
of course.
Man. Al Roker gave us the weather for years, man.
Going on in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, it's going to rain tomorrow. No, it isn't, Al. Sunny. That's when you know it's time for Al to step down.
Well, listen, the weather wrong. Al made it through unscathed through all the scandals. Everyone was going crazy in there.
True.
Al's sitting there just like, listen, man, humidity, 97%. Put on a t-shirt. Don't fuck your coworker.
That's it.
And go home.
Prayers to Al Roker. He was admitted back into the hospital after being released Within 24 shit. Hours of Thanksgiving, he had to be sent back into the hospital. So prayers to Al Roker.
Absolutely.
Love and strength to him, and hopefully he gets better soon. Because we all did grow up under Al Roker.
Of course.
One of the most iconic, like, just figures faces, in television history. Smiles.
Absolutely. He is our weather guy forever. So, yeah, I don't know why people care about TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. Is that her name?
I don't fucking know.
Amy Robach?
Who's all right.
Yeah. Good morning, America. Good night, America. Go to sleep. Mind your fucking business.
Well, wait, have they been on air together since this all happened?
Oh, man. If not, I hope so. Can you watch
it? I hope they open Monday morning holding hands.
Yeah.
On top of the desk.
Now that's crazy.
Yeah. And give each other a smooch. Like, we were tired of
they
keeping
started OnlyFans.
Yeah, I hope she gives him a little tug under the desk live on air.
Amy, go ahead and give him a little smooch. Give him a little sugar.
Yeah. Mind your business, America. Yeah.
Mind your business, America. Go to sleep and fucking wake up and go to work. Be the fucking robots that you are.
You're just mad you can't fuck your coworkers.
This simulation of a world that we live in. I went to the Knick game last night, got some of my hat. He said, hey, your hat, the logo's upside down. I said, no, the world is, sir.
What?
He didn't know how to respond to that. He didn't know. He was looking at me like, oh.
He's like, you know how
when a black man fucking just stumps a white guy, they do that little thing.
It's part of American history.
I guess you got a point. No, I do have a point, sir.
Must have thought he was at a Nets game.
Yeah. Right. So we went to the Knicks game. Julian was there. He texted chat, asked if anybody was there. I just happened to be there.
It's funny. We were all together and just didn't even mention.
Thanks for the invite.
You know, the funny shit is I totally forgot about the game.
Always, right?
Until I realized that the Bucks was playing. I was like, oh shit, I think Julius left me a ticket. So I checked my MSG app and there was a ticket. It was Julius' birthday. It was the other day. Happy birthday, Julius. Love you, bro. He had a great game against the Pistons. But I told him, I said, yeah, but you got Giannis tomorrow night. That Pistons game doesn't count. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say something about Giannis after watching him last night live. Giannis is not that good.
Thank you.
Now, that sounds crazy because he had like 37 and 20 rebounds.
Yeah, we saw Luka in person.
Bro.
Giannis, I understand why Joel Embiid was pissed off at Giannis winning MVP. I understand why Jokic may have been upset. Because I feel like those two guys alone, just naming Jokic and Joel Embiid, I feel like they are way more skilled, way better basketball players than Giannis. And I think Giannis is a good basketball player. I don't think he's as good as advertised. Last night, I watched the Knicks, who aren't a great defensive team, pretty much shut him out most of the game until the fourth quarter when he got a bunch of free throws and things like that. Giannis is, he's obviously athletic.
Super athletic.
Tall. And I think he uses that to his strength, which is what he's supposed to do, use your attributes to your strength.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have a lot of basketball skill.
He plays bully ball. He's not technically sound.
Yeah, like he doesn't play like somebody guarding you, somebody standing 15 feet away from you, leaving you wide open on purpose to shoot. People can just guess that he's going to Euro every time he comes in the lane and draw offensive foul.
That's racist.
it is racist. Sorry. He just doesn't have a lot of skill to be league MVP.
Yeah.
Like, when you think about the league, the best player in the NBA, the Bucks had a lot of success, won a lot of games. They're second in the East right now. They won a championship. But I think Giannis, I think they may have given him too much praise. And I understand it, the global game. He's from Greece. I know what that means. If a Greek player is the best player in the NBA, I know what that does globally for the game of basketball and for the NBA. I understand that. But just as a basketball fan and looking at talent and skill, Giannis is not very skilled.
It was the ugliest 37 points I've ever seen.
I couldn't believe he had 30. I looked up. I was like, he has 30. Because when I looked up at one point, he had 14 points going into like the middle of the third quarter, something like that. And I was just like, damn, like even the way the Knicks are playing him, it's like, and the Knicks are the Knicks. The Knicks are not going to, you can have a career night against the Knicks, anybody. That's just the thing. You come in the Garden,
damn,
the lights are on, the fans are most of the time are cheering for you anyway, even if you're a visitor.
Cover my shirt.
What is that, a Mets?
It's a Knicks shirt.
Oh, it's the Knicks? Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, the Knicks just aren't. We know that about the Knicks. Shit, I went to the game because Giannis was playing. Like, I wanted to see Giannis. Like, let me see Giannis.
But you wanted to see Spike.
I mean, I love Spike. Shout out to Spike Lee. But I said Giannis is playing. I was kind of giving Julius some shit on the text about Giannis. You know, I said, listen, man, you know, I got to see it. I see what you did against the Pistons. Pistons are terrible. That doesn't really count to me. But, yeah, Giannis is not that skilled as I thought he was. For as much attention as he gets, he has a signature shoe, league MVP. He's just not as skilled as an MVP should be when you talk about league MVP. I know people going to say, oh, but you said Russell Westbrook was the best player in the league. Well, Russell Westbrook did what nobody has ever done, which is average a triple-double for almost 4.5 years. So yeah. Do with that whatever you will. But
did you guys run into each other at the game?
Nah, I didn't see Julian.
Maul was directly across from me, just on the opposite end of the stadium.
I like those seats, though.
Those are good. That section, I was in section 106.
Yeah, you can see the floor. The closer you get to the court, you can't really, you got to look over people's heads a little bit. Mm. Julius had me sitting behind the Nets last year, behind the fucking Raptors. I couldn't see shit.
You were right behind KD.
The side chick section this
year. Yeah, Seth Curry threw a towel at me.
Mm-hmm.
Van Fleet
chose you.
Fucking threw a cup of Gatorade at me. It was just very disrespectful times in my life. But
it's preparing you for the box.
Yeah, shout out to those guys for the box.
This year, Julius had you in Pergola in that section.
No, yeah. Well, yeah, that was pre-Pergola.
Yeah,
that was pre-Gola. Mm-hmm.
The Garden is pre-Gola.
The Garden is 100% pre-Gola. Every New Yorker know what that means. Yeah. Everybody that you see here at this game tonight
is going to walk over.
Will be at Pergola as soon as this game is over.
And Damaris.
Yeah, including Damaris. Damaris will be at the door at Pergola. Oh, at Pergola. She's not going to Pergola. Damaris will be at the door. Damaris, how was your, you had an event and didn't invite any of us for the let out. You said it was about 20 beautiful professional career women, black women.
Yes. And I feel like women in power.
We want equality. Why can't men go to the women empowerment brunch?
Yeah, we would have showed up with signs.
Mm. Yeah,
mad dude.
Like, go tits.
We would have been your young Miami to Diddy. You've been out there like supporting you.
Could have burned some bras.
Yeah, like go baby D. Awesome. I'd have had to go baby D sign up outside the net.
You are the prize.
Yeah, like that's fucked up. You don't invite us to none of this shit. That's crazy, yo.
You were at the Knicks game and didn't invite me. Rory never invites me anywhere.
I don't
Julian
go anywhere.
Is everywhere and doesn't invite me. And
I was also at the Knicks game.
Nobody ever invites me anywhere. So
where have I gone?
Yeah, I don't like inviting Damaris anywhere.
Yeah, nobody invites me anywhere.
Well, Eden literally has COVID right now.
Has a Spanish flu. It's not COVID.
It's the swine flu.
Oh, swine. Okay.
He's been going crazy with his treacherous little twins and shit.
Too much
bad coughing in mouths.
That's what it was.
I like that.
Coughing their mouths.
They're twins. It's okay. Anyways.
Maul told me he wasn't my treacherous twin, so I won't invite him anymore.
Well, how was your event? Jokes aside, it looked like it was fun.
Jokes aside, it was beautiful. I got a bunch of professional women all in different fields. We talked. We, you know, just cross-networked, shared information, talked about how hard it is being women of color and the industries that we're in. And, yeah, it was really great. We had a great time. And then we were outside. We actually went to Pergola, went to Last Lap.
Mm. Well, y'all was on that run.
Yeah.
That's that run. Pergola,
to Pergola.
But you have to think, though, the Ned to Pergola makes sense. You could walk. It's right
across
there.
The street.
You have to have a little
that's a commitment
extra chase in the mix. Go
down
to all the way down to...
You should have hit me. That's right
all the way down to Orchard?
I literally tagged you, and you literally ignored me.
Oh, I was asleep by then. That was at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, because that's Julia's stomping grounds.
He's I saw
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Like, I literally tagged him. He literally ignored me. That's why I'm not paying attention.
Julia be on the rooftops down in Orchard and Ludlow like Daredevil.
Yeah. perched up like a gargoyle, just chilling.
He be right there, Orchard.
Ready to pounce.
Ludlow running across
ready
each roof.
Ready to pounce? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, just looking down to see everybody. Oh, that's where they at tonight. All right, cool. I ain't going to go
just
in there,
sprinkling shoes over Gotham.
Yeah, shoes over dust. Gotham City.
Look how you guys, this is nasty.
He takes
man.
A chew. That's how he gets his powers. He fights crime.
Holy shit. Bricked up.
Yo, fighting crime bricked up is nuts.
No, this is not a gun.
It's a third arm.
Yo, have you seen that little like filter or meme thing? You can put like your face on the person that Spider-Man is saving.
Oh,
and you can like talk.
Yeah.
Someone I saw today had his face where Spider-Man was holding him, swinging through the fucking buildings, and said, "Yo, why are you hard right now?" So I appreciate you saving me, but like, why are you hard?
That's crazy. That's fucking nasty.
Speaking of Spider-Man, Zendaya and Tom Holland are allegedly engaged.
Hey.
Congrats to them, man.
Oh, that's the other Spider-Man?
That's the current Spider-Man.
Don't disrespect
the current White King.
Toby is my Spider-Man.
He is too.
Yeah. Toby is my Spider-Man too.
I'm a Toby guy.
Toby is my Spider-Man, but I really like Tom. I really, really like him.
As a person, I like him, but Spider-Man's whatever.
What about Andrew?
As a person, would he be hanging
out? Yeah,
you
hang out.
He's a really nice guy.
He hangs out with Peter Parker on his off day.
Sorry.
He bags Zendaya. That's respect.
I mean, but Toby was part of the what was he part of? The Pussy Patrol?
The Pussy Patrol?
Oh yeah, he was.
It was this is before your time, Eden.
Yeah.
It was Leo.
Oh.
It was a guy that plays E in Entourage. And it was Toby. And they was fucking everything in New York.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was a Pussy Patrol. What were they? Pussy Squad? We fuck every girl that moves squad.
Diablo.
Is that how Tom got Zendaya? Zendaya seems so
I know. Tom and Zendaya were 2 years old when the Pussy Patrol was.
That's what I'm like.
Pussy Posse.
Excuse me?
Oh, Leonardo?
This was a thing.
Let's dig into the history.
Oh, yeah. David Blaine was in the Pussy Posse. Yeah.
Nah, that
you know he
How did they get away scot-free? You know there's some allegations somewhere
in
here.
Oh, my God.
You run around with David Blaine fucking women?
Yeah, you know that.
That's a nasty crew.
Reach under your dress. How do you feel? Reach again. And then he turned around and he's holding her panties.
You know some nasty shit.
I can't wait till they get canceled. Yeah, why don't y'all cancel the Pussy Posse?
They was going crazy.
Such night where the Pussy Posse's combination of Shameless Conquest and Rush to Fight for Leo came together happened shortly after the Titanic made DiCaprio Hollywood's biggest star. The actor, along with his posse friends, spotted Elizabeth Berkley of Saved by the Bell and Showgirls fame at the premiere for The Man in the Iron Mask and decided she needed to be partying with them.
Hey.
As they surely did 1,000 times before with 1,000 different girls. That sounds like 1,000 allegations coming.
Dead ass. Jesus.
The posse sent LA publicist Karen Tensler to Coral Berkeley. She said, "Oh, that sounds like Ghislaine Maxwell.
She was there, Ghislaine.
Yeah, she was Ghislaine.
Okay.
She said, Jay Ferguson and Leo are going crazy for you. And they're bricked up. And they want you to come to Ghislaine's after this. You see, Ghislaine.
Yeah.
Ghislaine's after this. Berkeley told sales, the only problem. Berkeley was dating actor Roger Wilson, DiCaprio and Ferguson knew. And right, DiCaprio that's makes Eskimo, way much more than Roger Wilson.
He just said Titanic.
So as did Tinsler.
He died on a door. He's definitely going
to
be.
Tinsler says, but without Roger, she specified to Berkeley. Berkeley balked. Damn. And the day after got bombarded with calls from Ferguson and Tinsler until Wilson tried to step in. I said, look, Jay, Wilson told sales, I know you guys are having a great time and the town is your apple. But not this part of town.
What a polite pussy threat. I hear that shit.
Oh.
There was a pause.
Please.
Oh, wait. There was a pause.
Well, let's.
And maybe. Then Jay responded, fuck you. You fuck. We'll call whoever we want. And if you don't fucking like it, why don't you come down here and tell us it to our face? And so Wilson did. Wilson rolled up to Asia to Cuba in New York City. Great spot. To find DiCaprio.
Reply to someone after this. The world is your oyster,
yeah,
sir.
It's your oyster.
I want the best for you. Just don't take my oyster.
Wilson rolled up to Asia to Cuba. In New York City to find DiCaprio and Ferguson at a back table, enjoying themselves along with the likes of Julia Ormond, and several other posse members.
Mm.
Pussy posse.
How many of them were there?
After Wilson and Ferguson agreed to take it outside, DiCaprio was reportedly overheard saying, let's go kick his fuck before a fight could even happen, though. Someone who sales heavily implies was DiCaprio, punched Wilson in the larynx. Have you ever been punched
That's
in the larynx?
Specific.
Yes. Yes, and it sucks.
And you can't fucking swallow for
you
2 days.
Yes, it's awful.
The posse, pussy posse if you're nasty, went crazy saying, oh, no, this can't happen, Wilson said. They jumped on the guy and threw him back in the hotel. Again.
All right.
And yo, that, my friends,
like Rory
is how
and I
the pussy posse rolls. You either roll with the pussy posse or you get rolled over.
Get down or lay down?
Yeah.
Lay down, stay down.
That's how Leo and fucking David Blaine and whoever that
imagine getting jumped by David Blaine.
Yeah.
Yo, he fucks you up and steals your watch.
Look at your nose. Look at your nose again.
It's broken.
It's bleeding.
Okay, I'm going to saw him in half.
With no saw.
Imagine being in the bar and David Blaine puts you in a box and saws you in half. And then takes your queen.
Yo, the pussy posse, y'all definitely got some fucking allegations coming. David Blaine, I don't want to hear that you're a fucking devout Christian now. Leo, I don't want to hear that you fucking donated $100 million to the fucking Children's Aid Society. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
y'all definitely got some fucking allegations coming.
You know, when the Me Too movement like really hit, their group chat was going nuts.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, they
probably deleted the group chat. The Pussy Posse definitely ran with at least an 8-ball minimum.
Oh,
for the beginning of the night.
Man, they had a fucking whole brick.
While they was bricked.
Yeah, brick on the table. As soon as you walk in, hey, go ahead, do a line. How many noses we got? How many rails do we need?
Ooh, bricked, blow. Right.
You know what?
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Damaris won't be on my top artist a played in 2023. 2023 will not have Damaris in my top.
I want to see Derek's top five. You know, ooh. Baby D was number one.
No, whatever Baby D listened to. Traumazine was number one of his shit.
He wrote Traumazine. He had trauma after. Did you guys see this Cocaine Bear trailer?
You guys put me on to this Cocaine Bear trailer. I'm the bear who ate cocaine. This is my story. Julian loves shit like this. Julian, this is how he gets his rocks off. He found that this trailer did 13 million views in less than 24 hours and shared this with us. First thing that tripped me out is I saw Ray Liotta.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to the great Ray. And then Ice Cube's son. I still don't know his name.
O'Shea.
It's
Irish.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I think that's Ice Cube's last name.
Yeah.
I
think that's Ice Cube's real name.
No, O'Shea Jackson.
Yeah, junior. Ice Cube's real name is O'Shea too.
That's so he's a junior.
He's a junior.
Yeah, it's okay, O'Shea Jackson.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
So OJ Jr.
Okay.
Sure.
OJ Jr.
There is an OJ Jr., by the way.
Yeah, we're looking at him
as
a cocaine
bear.
Yeah,
the one who really killed
bear.
His... Never mind.
God, I have not seen that conspiracy. Anyway, so this is based on somewhat of a true story. I guess some coke was being flown over Tennessee.
Coke was being flown over Tennessee. Some
they
guy
lost
had this,
92 bricks.
Yeah,
they
that's
threw
what,
out the
I was
window.
Just ready to say, this is what happened to
you're
the
finally telling your
beloved
story.
92 bricks. A bear ate it.
And I guess the real story is a bear did get to one of the bricks of cocaine, had a heart attack. But it's a way funnier script if the bear lives and it just becomes a coke addict and just starts murking everyone in the forest. I think this is going to be great.
It's hilarious.
I think this is going to be the worst movie ever created. I hope this isn't the last images we have of Ray Liotta on screen.
What if this is a classic?
This is definitely not a classic.
It's definitely going to be better than that slave movie Will's doing.
Emancipation, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I thought that was Mariah Carey and JD got back together and was going to give us another go.
Of Mimi?
Yeah. This looks like a terrible movie.
Looks incredible.
I'll watch it just because I want to laugh at it.
All right, we've had this discussion on Patreon. Gorilla versus bear, but now adding cocaine with the bear.
Oof.
Sober gorilla.
Sober gorilla?
Bear. Sober.
A sober silverback versus a coked out brown bear?
Black bear.
Black bear?
Whichever's bigger.
Neutral territory. Just in a field. No trees. No zookeepers.
I'm going to still give
it to that gorilla. Bear doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Off the coke?
Nah, bro. That gorilla looks crazy.
He's gonna eat every punch the gorilla has.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Nah.
And he has claws. He could do little bumps with the claw. Like, so wow, like mid fight.
The grizzly is larger, but the gorilla is stronger.
All right, adding cocaine, the bear is now
gotta add
equal
the cocaine,
amount of,
though, dude.
He's got coke strength.
That's a plus.
He's got coke strength.
You ever fought someone on coke? It's tough.
Yeah, they fight to the death.
You got plus 10 agility, bro.
I also want to know if like the bear like. When it comes down off the coke high, if it feels like a little awkward. Like, what did I do last night?
Calm down.
A few days to fucking sleep.
Yeah, do you think he listened to The Weeknd as much as Julian?
Absolutely. So Cocaine Bear, if you have nothing else to do, watch it. Download it, if you will.
Yeah, download it.
Because we know how important those downloads are.
Yeah, please.
But this looks like it's going to be the worst movie I'll probably ever watch.
We should watch it together on Patreon.
As a family.
Okay, please. Let's do that.
Cocaine Bear. What's the release date?
Do you know how like the new scary movies are just like over the top, just dumb?
Mm.
Like we keep trying to remake like old classic scary movies. Like who's going to create the new scary movie?
Jordan Peele.
Yeah, I think he tried.
Yeah, he tried.
Nope.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
It was interesting.
I can't think of the last Hereditary, I think. Have we had this discussion?
I love Hereditary.
I think Hereditary is the last scary movie that I saw.
Yeah, I can't remember the last scary movie. But I will tell you guys this. December 21st, Emily in Paris is back.
I'm so hype.
I am so hype. I can't contain myself. I might actually go to Paris to watch the first episode and drink champagne and eat.
Right. It's gonna be a hard one to,
hard
to edit.
You really want me to work today?
Eden's flu game. You put him to work.
Yeah, I might just go to Paris and just eat some baguettes.
Mm.
You know what that would make me, Rory, if I did that.
What would that make you?
A connoisseur of French cuisine.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And another one.
Just stick with a croissant.
A croissant for your homes. I cannot wait. What's this, season three?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Yeah, I think this is season
three. You guys should watch it. It's a good show.
I tried to watch the first two episodes.
Oh, I love it.
It's a great show. Emily hopefully is going to find true love.
Yeah, all right.
Season three airs December 21st on Netflix.
Is it better than The Wire?
Yo.
Is it better than Emily in Paris?
Yo.
Third season, Emily in Paris versus Marlowe Barksdale.
Yo, the first, yo, we gotta see what season three do.
It's true.
And we got a discussion.
How do you feel The Wire second season with the docs compares to Emily's second season?
Emily in Paris season two is way better.
She couldn't even get a job in the second episode.
She got a job. She got lit.
She's killing it.
She became lit on Instagram. She became like a social, like a real influencer over there in Paris.
Ooh, what a script.
Yeah, oh my God. It was amazing. I've never seen The Devil Wears Prada, have you?
I have not.
No. Okay.
No.
You never seen Devil Wears Prada?
It's a joke because Emily in Paris is kind of like a Devil Wears Prada kind of thing.
Weird transition. Jerry Jones.
It's appropriate transition.
He was there just to gain information or whatever he said. Why did this disappear quicker than the Coke with JP Morgan? We're still talking about Kyrie.
Yeah, and I love what LeBron did last night at the press conference after the game. Mm. And I said he found it very interesting how none of the media was asking him any questions about the Jerry Jones photo. Jerry Jones was spotted in a photo of during the time of segregation and when black kids were trying to enroll in what was a formerly all-white school. Mm. And Jerry Jones was one of the kids in the picture. Looking on as black kids enter the school. I think Jerry Jones had addressed that picture a few years ago, said it was him, admitted to it being him. You know, take from that what you will. But I do like the fact that LeBron pointed out, you know, he said, I don't even want you guys to ask anything. I don't want y'all to say anything. But he thought it was very telling that none of the media had asked any athletes, whether it be NBA or NFL, about the picture of Jerry Jones that had resurfaced during the time of segregation in the South. So, yeah, salute to LeBron just for highlighting that and just kind of letting the media know, like, you know, us black athletes, we pay attention and we see the differences in when we make a mistake and how we're treated in the media versus a very wealthy white owner of an NFL team being spotted in a segregation photo. Mm. And how they treated that and kind of didn't even bring it up, didn't ask any questions, didn't ask any athletes, specifically any Cowboys, how they felt about that. So, you know, it's just, listen, we know what time it is. We know what era we're in. We know what's going on. You know, we can sit here on our platform and poke fun at shit, laugh at shit, because it's like, what else are we going to do? We understand how this world works. But it is very telling. It's very telling that nobody brought that up. It's very telling that none of the athletes were asked about it, how they felt about it. You know, so do with that what you will. I would say let's not, you know, when one of us makes a mistake, when a black man, a black player, a black athlete, a black artist makes a mistake, let's do our job and not just ridicule them and tear them down publicly or in the media. If we're not going to do the same when it's the other way around, we're just asking for an even playing field. We're just asking for equal treatment when it comes to making mistakes, equal grace.
Did Jerry get homework?
No, Jerry didn't get any homework. He didn't have a list of chores that he had to do before he returned to his lovely sky suite in the skybox in the lovely Cowboy Stadium.
He didn't assign himself homework?
No. Jerry won't be doing any homework. In fact, I believe he made all players do his homework for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, probably tell him, don't address none of that shit. I don't want none of my players talking about it. I'm pretty sure that came down emails or something was in the locker room before last Sunday's game about that photo. But I do salute LeBron for just highlighting that and letting the media know, like, yeah, we see it. We peep it. We see how y'all real quiet about that, swept that under the rug. Mm. But we saw it. We saw the picture. We saw the photo. And you know, it is what it is.
So. It just reminds us how recent our past is, too.
Oh, yeah. It's like not that very long ago.
Those people are like Jerry and others are owners. Running companies. They're owners. They have a lot of influence. To ignore that, that's the old, it's still our America.
It's still our America. We're still affected by it. Obviously, Jerry Jones is a wealthy football team.
The most
owner.
Influential person in Texas, probably.
Yeah. With one of the most recognizable brands in sports. So, you know, again, black men have made him a lot of money.
And then there's he was 14. Emmett Till was 14.
Right.
So it's cool. Keep swinging.
Yeah, it is what it is. Again, I just would encourage us as black men, as minorities. Well, we're the majorities. Let the spending numbers prove that. But, you know, when one of us makes a mistake, let's not be so quick to just run to the media and tear each other down. Let's show support, which is why I was disappointed in LeBron at the same breath about the way he came out and kind of, you know, threw Kyrie under the bus, if you will, when that whole thing happened with Kyrie at first. And then everybody kind of started backpedaling those sentiments once the list of chores and homework came out and said that's a bit much. But that's why I felt the way about that. That's why I felt the way about Charles Barkley saying what he said about Kyrie, why I felt the way about Shaq saying what he said about Kyrie. Because I don't hear any of these gentlemen saying anything about Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It is what it is, man. But yeah, guys, you know, any other words before we get out of here? We got a show tonight.
Yes. See you in New York.
Tomorrow night, we're recording this Thursday, but we got a show we got to get ready for. Woo-woo. Getting ready to get on stage, have fun with the fans. We remember, again, all of our merch, our remaining merch, not many pieces left. 25% off at newrorynmall.com. And the new drop will be coming, we promise, very, very soon. We are at the Neptune Theater in Seattle, December 9th, next Friday. Get your tickets and download your tickets. Serious?
Yes.
December 14th, we are at the Regent Theater in LA.
Going crazy.
And then December 18th, we are wrapping up our year of touring, of live shows in Boston at the lovely, beautiful Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Get your Dunkin' Donuts and park your car with your khakis.
Mm. Willie's Wilbur.
So yeah, man. Anything else, Rory? You good?
No, man. We'll see everyone at the tour dates that's coming. If you're listening to this now, we're on stage going crazy.
Having a great fucking time.
So many LOLs.
Sony Hall.
So many LOLs.
So many people came out, downloaded their tickets.
Yes. Yeah. Ed's going to get everyone sick in Sony Hall.
Woo. Yes, absolutely. He has the Spanish flu. Julian will be there handing out the chewy choo-choos.
Yes.
Everyone mad as well. Up during our show.
Damaris has her nails done already.
Thank God.
Hair is laid. Scarf is on. Mm-hmm. You know what's on when Damaris got the scarf on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who brings more drama when they have a scarf on? Damaris or Hulk Hogan?
Ooh. Definitely Damaris.
Damaris,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we did.
Damaris?
Yeah. Because like Hulk Hogan was like a part of an act in this theater. Like,
that she is. She is.
This is real life. In the streets, for real.
It's about that shit.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan is based off Damaris from what
I heard. That's a fact.
Inspo.
Loosely based.
Yeah. Inspired by true events.
D. Hogan.
Yeah. Loosely based. Hulk Hogan being loosely based on Damaris. That's crazy.
Baby D might be on stage going crazy. We don't know.
Oh, Baby D. Baby D, what you wearing, though?
Ooh. Yeah, what you
giving? Because I know you got some shit. I know it's laid out with it look like a nigga's in it right now on your bed, huh?
Nah, I'm wearing all black. You going to wear all black with me?
Should we match?
I'm not all black, but yeah, pretty much all black.
Treacherous little twin.
My treacherous little twin.
Yeah. I want the that zip-up kind of
said, has. I'll toe-tag a nigga for your mama. I almost blocked her.
Whoa.
I really almost blocked Damaris.
Excuse me?
Said that.
I really will. Your mom's really nice. I love her.
Thank you, Damaris. But please, you don't have to toe tag somebody for my mom. Thank you very much.
I put some bars under Damaris's photo and she said she was going to block me.
Rory put underneath my photo at last lap, been all over the map, still to pap catch me at lap.
Bars. That's hard.
That's hard, yeah.
That's pretty hard.
Hard, though.
She asked me what song that was from.
I thought it was a song. He said, no, I just made this up on the spot.
Yeah, it was bars. You know? Those are bars. Don't
off
even
the dome.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's why he's one of his own top streamed artists.
Exactly.
All right, we out of here, though. Listen, man, we thank y'all for listening. Thank you for downloading this episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast. We hope that you enjoyed it. Please join us next week. We will be back.
Yes.
Be safe. Have fun. Be blessed. Love, light, strength to everyone across the world that may be dealing with anything. It's the holidays. It's a very depressing time of year for a lot of people. We don't speak about that often, but we should. So love and light to you all. We will be back soon. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. Peace.
No worries, man.